Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So what? So you know I'm a big Justin Timberlake fan.
You are a huge Justin Timberlake fan, and so am I.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about this for somebody else. It's not going to help me at all. But he's going to be holding a private listening party at Princess Paisley Park Studios prior to... Man, that's hard to say.
Oh, yeah.
Private listening party at Princess Paisley Park Studios prior to the Super Bowl. Select fans, I'd like to know how you get on that list, will be the first to hear his entire Man of the Woods album. And here's what I think is funny. Smartphones are going to be locked away during the party.
Oh, man, that is genius.
What if you came in with a double? Like a backup smartphone.
A backup phone, or maybe like if you had like a hidden camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way, if you try to record this and distribute it, I'm sure you'll get a massive lawsuit. So I think
it
would be cooler to just be one of those people that got to be in this exclusive
group. Oh, absolutely.
Group. I would just be like,
yeah, you'd be the worst if you tried to get away with that. So.
Yeah, I would just be calling all my friends like, you will not believe what I just did. And you won't believe it because I have no proof.
How do you become one of those select fans anyway? I want to know that. Is it a golden ticket kind of situation? Or?
My guess is you got to be part of his fan club. You also probably have to have a lot of money, and you probably would have to have had some sort of pass into Minnesota because it's, you know, it's locked down for that big game. So it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't have any of those things.
Yeah, got nothing. I'm not even part of the Justin Timberlake fan club. Maybe I should change that. See what happens. You wouldn't mind being on Liam Payne's fan club either. He's a pretty cool guy. Well, he told BBC that someone is using his picture on Tinder.
Please do this in a British accent.
Actually, I don't know if he has a British accent. I think he has one of those like weird Scottish accents.
Unless you can do that, don't try.
I'm not very good at that. Well, he said, "Well, it's quite nice to be Tinderable. Not that I was browsing through Tinder and suddenly came across myself and thought, well, that's a handsome young chap. I was on Twitter and someone sent me a thing and it said Tinder profile and it was some random name and then my face." But one from when I was much younger.
Why? You always end up sounding like some character in like a Dickens novel.
because the only British accent I can do is 1820s.
Like uber Cockney.
Hello, governor.
Exactly. Well, nice try.
It needs some work, but that's the entertainment wrap for today.